This is the audio guide covering the CEDR, or Core Exiles Data Repository, of, well, Core Exiles. This is an absolutely invaluable resource for playing the game, as it allows you to see all the equipment, well, nearly all the equipment in the game, and that allows you to plan for what you're going to use in the future, make sure you're spending your IP wisely so you're not overspending in certain areas when you're going to need it in other areas down the road for specific equipment, all that good stuff. Because of that, it's very important to make sure you understand the layout of the CEDR and how to use it and how to actually get information out of it that will be useful to you as you play the game. This is probably the best resource for getting information on equipment in-game, so you want to make sure you know how to use it, where it's at, and how to get what you need. I'm going to go ahead and get logged into the game. The CEDR is located in the system tab, so I'm going to go ahead and search M-T. Open up my system tab, and then I'm just going to search A-R. That is the last letter in data and the first letter in repository. That brings me right to the CEDR, or as it says, CE data repository here. I'm going to open this up. To get to the main body of the web page, you can either search ASS for assets tab, or just on the top of the page hit T, and that will bring you right to the table that you need. This table is the start of the main body of the page, so I'm going to go ahead and hit down arrow, not table commands, to go through the options. These are just the different categories you can sort the CEDR by, different types of equipment and stuff like that. So we got weapons, shield, systems, reactors, FACREF, that's factories and refineries, engineering, drones, cargo expanders, I mean this is, it's just a table with a whole bunch of different links on which type of equipment you would like to view. For this example, I'm just going to go to weapons, so I'm going to hit control home and T to go back to the top of the table, click on weapons. Now it's important to let this page load. As you can tell, it's taking a couple seconds, not too bad. It'll depend on your internet connection on how long it'll end up taking for you. Now after I clicked on the weapons link, it loaded another table under the table I was in, so I can hit T. So that gave me a whole bunch of information, but essentially it's just letting me know that I'm in the first column of the table, and I can sort the table by clicking on this table heading. I'm going to go ahead and use my table commands to go through the different table headings. Again, that's Alt-Control, and then I'm using right arrow to go over a column right at a time. Of course, first we had weapon name to the right, type that'll tell you if it's energy or kinetic for weapons. Skills are the amount of energy or weapon skills you will need to equip that weapon. That is the maximum damage the weapon will do, the energy required to equip it onto your ship, and the level required to be able to use it. Availability is letting you know what store you can buy it out of or if it's player made. And then the info is a button which allows you to view the weapon, which will give you a little bit of a description, a write-up, whatever you want to call it, of the specific weapon. As you could probably guess, depending on what link I click on, it will give me different table headers. So if I was to click on
link reactors, link facts slash ref, link engineering, link drones, link cargo expanders,
enter we'll say cargo expanders, for example. I'm going to hit control home and hit T twice to go to the second table, which has the equipment in it. Now my table headers here are type, which it's all going to be device tech as far as I know. That's the skill required. The amount of device tech you will need. How much cargo it's boosting you by. The energy required. Level required. The store you can buy it out of. And the view button to view more information about it. Every single category will have its own separate table headers, so you're going to want to make sure you're looking at those and understanding what information you're looking at when you're actually in the table. Because the text guide covers weapons, I'm going to go ahead and go back to weapons, and then I will go through and show you how to view, sort the table, and all that. The first thing I always do after clicking on a category is I hit control home and then C.
Show 25 entries combo.
That jumps me to this combo box, which allows me to choose how many I want to view at once. I always just hit enter on it and then end or page down. Just to make sure I'm seeing all the entries that are available. You'll hear now when I go to this table how much larger the table is.
10 columns, 8 columns, and 451 rows.
Instead of 27 rows, we have 450 some odd rows. That's because it's showing me every single weapon in the game. So currently, by default, it is showing me all the weapons in alphabetical order, but that's pretty goddamn useless. You'll see the, this is all the amounts of skill required. It's completely randomized. It's all jumbled up. And it makes it all jumbled up if you're actually trying to figure out what skill you need or what level you'll be allowed to use a specific weapon. because of that, it allows you to click on the table headers to sort a category by that specific table header. So if I was to go to level, I'm going to hit Alt Control Up and then right.
Still use jaws key plus Alt plus M to move the control element. Row 1.
Now Alt Control Right arrow. Use jaws key, level, use jaws key. All right, here's level. If I hit Enter on this.
Enter. Alert, dysfunctional Kathleen Real MK1 Kinetic 742,530 Goodman.
It put me in Forms Mode, so I'm going to hit Virtual PC. That's plus on the numpad.
Virtual PC.
Now if I read down in this column.
Zero, row zero, row zero, 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 row six.
It's giving me all the lowest level weapons first.
One,
let's say I'm level 11 and I need a new kinetic weapon. Just hold control down arrow. Alright, here's level 11 weapons. We have 1, 11, 2, 11, 3, 11, 4, 6,
11, 6, 12, 67.
4 of them? 5?
11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 10, 61.
5 of them.
11, 62.
Okay, now I'm in this column. I'm going to hold control left arrow to the beginning. Now we'll go to the skills column.
Type kinetic column 2. Skill 65. Type kinetic column 2.
Type and skills. So like we got a kinetic here.
Skill 65. Column 3.
65.
DMD max 178. Column
max
4.
Max damage 178.
191. Row 63.
That has a max damage of 198.
Skill type energy column 2.
It's an energy,
energy
weapon.
Row 64. Energy row 65. Kinetic row 60. Skill 68. Column 3. DMD max 186. Column
186
4.
Is the highest kinetic weapon I could use.
178. Row 186. 191.
And 191 skill is the highest energy, two. Energy weapon I could
L1
use,
beam laser,
which
one.
Is an outmoded L1 beam laser.
Type energy. Energy kinetic row 6 weapon name. Weak Gatling rail rail 2. Column 1.
Weak Gatling rail blah blah blah. That is the strongest kinetic weapon I can use at this level. This makes it much easier to plan out your future and figure out what you're going to do, what's the best moves for you IP-wise and equipment-wise. And without this, you're literally just floating out there not knowing what to do and what your plans are for the future with when it comes to equipment. Now let's say I wanted to view more information about that outmoded L1 beam laser.
Upgrade partially repaired outmoded L1 beam laser. Row 63.
I can go to it. I'm hitting Alt Control Up and now Alt Control Right.
Type energy.
Obviously,
two.
I already know it's
skill
energy.
72, column 3.
Requires 72 energy skill.
DMG max 191. Column 4.
91 damage max.
Energy 311. Column 5.
Requires 311 energy.
Level 11. Column 6.
Level 11.
Availability. Boris Fedorov's Emporium. Column 7.
I can buy it from that store. Boris Fedorov's Emporium. Now, if I want to view more info about it, including the description
info
for it,
button,
I can just go to this view button
enter.
And choose to hit enter on it. Now, the best way to get to the top of the body on this page is just control home B shift key. And that brings you to the assets tab, and then you read down from here. I want to go ahead and read it.
Item info outmoded L1 beam laser details. Unlike pulse lasers that fire short pulses of intense energy at the target, beam lasers output a less intense but continuous beam. Length. The range of beam lasers tend to be less than that of the closest pulse laser equivalent, but the continuous beam delivers far more damage. Max damage, 191 units. Min damage, 1 energy requirement, min damage, 127 units. Energy requirement, 311. Length. Min skill, energy 72. Captain level 11. Return to list button.
So really the only new information I got out of this was the minimum damage the weapon will do that was not listed in the original CEDR table. I'm going to go ahead and return to list,
enter.
And this is the one very annoying thing about the CEDR.
Alert, adapt, UI, comma, selector, kinetic.
I spent all that time choosing to view all and then sorting by level, and then when I return to the CEDR after viewing something, it resets me back to the default view, meaning I'm only viewing 25 items and it's not sorted by level anymore. So if I want to
correct, show 25, enter, show 10. Alert,
go back to that, I need to
99,291,000
and then
resort
it
level.
If I wanted to go back to where I was, I could just search L1, because I know it was that gun, outmoded L1. That really is all there is to say about the CEDR. I'm not going to go over every single category, because each one has its own table headers, and you will just have to figure that out as you go. Actually, come to think of it, one of the very useful things to use the CEDR for is ships. So I'm going to go ahead and search ship. I'm going to choose to view this. Like before, I'm going to choose to view all. Then I'm going to sort by
level.
This is actually, I should have went with this first, but this is extremely useful. Had a hair in my mouth, that was terrible. Where was I? Ships, yes. So I'm going to go down to the ship table and look for the Liberator. I probably should have searched this instead. I'm going to. There we are. Beautiful. All right, now I'm going to go through the stats for the ship. This is where it's super useful.
Ship name, Liberator, column 1.
Ship name, obviously, Liberator.
Cargo, 230, column
Cargo,
2.
Cargo, 230, that is a giant increase from the default 50 you get in the Marauder.
Armor, 1,900, column 3.
It has a base armor of 1,900.
1,900, column
base
4.
Base hull of 1,900. Huge increase from the basic 500 or whatever you have in the Marauder.
Energy, 1,900, column 5.
1,900 energy. That's how much the default output is on the ship. I think the Marauders is 500 by default as well.
S.T.1874, column 6.
The SSP is the speed specials and pods. So as you heard, it has 18 speed.
S.T.1874, column 6.
7 specials and 4 pods. That is also a huge upgrade.
Purchase 33 million, column
7. And of course, the cost is 33 million, which is very reasonably priced for essentially the first multi-role ship you can get in the game. This will allow you to do major hauling at a 230 base cargo, along with really nice combat with a 1900 armor and hull, and having 7 special slots to work with to add more buffs.
Info button,
and in
nine.
The info button, I believe it will tell you which shipyard sells it. We're about to find out. I'm going to go ahead and jump to the top of the page. You know, my control home B, then ship G.
Land, table with 5 columns and 2 rows. Chassis Mamba. Armor 1900, hull 1900, energy 1900, cargo 230, speed 18, special 7, pods 4, level rec 31, type privateer class, table end. Land, ship to tails liberator Dark Moon Shipping.
So as you heard there, it's sold by Dark Moon Shipping.
Ship to tails liberator Dark Moon Shipping.
So you would have to travel to Dark Moon Shipping to purchase the ship. Or buy it from another player in the game through hangar sales if you have a hangar license. Which if you don't, you need to work on getting that, because that's very important down the road. I'm going to go ahead and exit out of this. Now, the only other thing you need to know is how to get out of here quick. The best way to do that is either search EXIT for exit, or you can just do TTV, table, and then V, which is the next visited link, and that will always be exit. And just like that, I am backed out of the CEDR and back in orbit of the planet I was orbiting before I started. And that's all there is to say about using the Core Exiles data repository with a screen reader.